My oldest dog, Gus, keeps looking for me in all the wrong places. Now 13 years old, Gus has begun to lose at least some of his hearing. It can be difficult to tell at times, though, how much of that is actual hearing loss and how much of that is selective, that is Gus choosing not to hear me. But more and more, I come home from running an errand or I've been out of the house for a period of time, and I walk in through the door leading from the garage into the kitchen, barging around, making a ton of noise, only to find Gus staring out the front window where he had seen my car minutes before, hoping to see me emerge and walk around to the front door of the house. It appears that no matter how much noise I make behind him or how many times I enter through the kitchen instead of the front door, Gus continues to look for me in the wrong place because he's unable to hear me. Even as I call his name from behind, Gus, Gus. Unlike Gus, Samuel's problem wasn't that he couldn't hear his name being called. It was rather that he couldn't figure out who was calling to him. By the time that we have reached today's text from 1 Samuel, Samuel's mom, Hannah, has longed for a son, but like many before her, she just couldn't conceive. Until the year after they had eaten and drunk in Shiloh, Hannah rose and was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And she vowed a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life." God heard her and she conceived, giving birth to the boy who would not only be her hope for the future, but also that of Israel's. And Hannah kept that promise and took Samuel to the temple to be raised by Eli. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord said, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, lie down." So Samuel went and lay down. Perhaps Samuel had imagined the voice, but then he heard it again, running off to Eli, only to be told again that it was not him who called. And by the third time that Samuel heard his name, I'm not sure that I would have gotten up, that I would have dismissed the voice as something that I had imagined or was part of a dream. Because the word of the Lord was rare in those days and visions were not widespread. Almost nobody, Eli included, had heard God speak for quite a while. And if anyone heard a voice, there was always a person to whom you could attribute it. Just as it seems may be the case now. In a world that we know so much, where we know that there are things invisible to the naked eye, and yet are really there, where we can depict the spikes of the COVID virus, where we have the ability to pass electricity through thin air as we wirelessly charge our phones and other devices, and where we know about magnetic fields and how that attraction can seemingly pull two things together without any external force. It's understandable why we would dismiss God's voice in our lives as anything other than a ghost story to debunk, or something imagined in our head. We rely so much on what we know or what we think we know, leaning into our own assumptions about the world, that we forget that there is so much more that we don't know. And perhaps maybe we miss the one calling our name. Gus has watched me walk from here to my house so many times that he anticipates I will enter the house through the front door every single time, completely forgetting that when I drive home and I park in the garage, I will enter through another door. So he keeps watch, focused on what is outside, missing that I'm calling his name from inside the house and immediately behind him. Like Gus, as long as our focus is only on what is in front of us, on what we know, on our past experiences, or what our expectations of how life is or should be, we may miss God's voice calling to us. We may even miss that second or third call, and maybe even every other request after that. Samuel, Samuel, God called. Not just once, but two, three more times, three times. And I have to believe God would have kept calling had nobody recognized that voice. Samuel, Samuel. God does not give up on us. God does not leave us mired in our assumptions and expectations, but continues to say our names, attempting to get our attention and to move us into something new. And when we cannot discern God's voice in our lives, there may be somebody else who can. It wasn't Samuel who eventually discerned who was speaking, but rather it was Eli. Eli, who had once heard God's voice. Eli, whose life and family are about to be upended because of God's new call. Eli, who still recognized that it was God's voice calling out from the shadows of that late evening temple. This is part of why we are church together. We cannot do it alone. We need others to help us discern that it is God who is speaking to us, that God is calling out to us, reminding us that we are God's beloved. And perhaps that God would like for us to move in a new way, to do something fresh and different. A friend of mine was once pulled over while driving through a residential neighborhood. As she moved her car to the side of the road, red and blue lights twinkling in her rearview mirror, she couldn't help but wonder what she had done to deserve the traffic stop. The officer approached the side of her car to inform her that she had failed to stop at a stop sign a few blocks back. She hadn't even seen it. Upset and frustrated that she had made a mistake, she was talking with a friend a few days later about what had happened. She described how she had been on a work call when it had happened, and immediately her friend suggested that maybe this traffic stop was not just a mistake. Maybe it was God trying to get her attention, telling her to slow down, to be in the moment. And that maybe all those work calls that she makes in her car aren't as necessary as she once thought. God is still speaking to my friend and to each of us. It may not be as clear as Samuel heard his name, but God's voice is calling out, trying to get our attention, to shift us into a new way of being. And God will keep trying until either we or someone else in our lives is able to hear the voice for what it is. God's care and concern for us, helping us to live and be in the world just as any good parent would help their child live and be in the world. And God will keep calling, even if we do not hear God.